Okay, we're going to be going through the Igeres of the Baal Shem Tov. Again, this is the only letter with his own handwriting. So in this Sefer of Kesser Shem Tov, which is a Chabad Sefer, anyway, so they don't have the whole letter in one place. You have to look in two places. So we're going to start with what's in the back on page Tuf Kuf Lamed Aleph, Tuf Kuf Lamed Beis, where it says Igeres Mehabesht. That has the introduction to the letter and the conclusion to the letter. But the main part of the letter is in the other sheet. I don't know why they didn't put the whole thing. Well, because this is just interesting context, as it were. But it doesn't really... But the main part is the second sheet. So we're going to go back and forth between the two sheets. All right, this was a letter that the Baal Shem Tov sent. If you look, well, look what it says. You see where it says under the bold, Igeres Mehabesht. Okay.
Right.
So Zosa Igeres Shenosen Harav Rabbi Yisrael. Besht stands for Baal Shem Tov. This is a letter that Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov sent Lerabenu Hamachaber, to the master, the author, Moreinu Harav Yaakov Yosef HaKohen. He gave it to a person called Yaakov Yosef HaKohen. She yitain, that he should give it legiso, to Rabbi Yisrael's brother-in-law, Rav Gershon Kitever. Okay. Shehoya be'artzeinu HaKedosha, who was in Eretz Yisrael. Vayde ikuv shehoya mehashem baruch hu, but for delays that came from Hashem, lo nasa le'eretz Yisrael, this messenger never went to Eretz Yisrael, v'nishir biyado, and remained in his hand, kedei liskos amenu b'nei Yisrael, so that we should merit. Or maybe rather, Yisrael didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, whatever. But this is the letter that he wrote. So this is what he says. L'chvod ahuvi gisi chavivi vididi kinafshi v'lavavi, in honor of my beloved brother-in-law, who's beloved to me, is like I love my soul, my own heart. Harav HaRebbeinu HaMufla HaChosid HaMafursim B'Torah Yireh, the wondrous, great, well-known rabbi, Kavod, Moreinu Rav Avram Gershon, okay, Uleishto Hatsnu, and his modest wife, Moras Bluma, Imkol Yudches, Yotzei Chalotzeh, Kulam Yamdu Al HaBrach HaShos HaBrach of Chaim, Aleph Samach Amen Selah. Okay. Next thing says, Glila Yad Kodsho Kibalti, the scroll of your holy hand I received. Beyered Luka. I'm not exactly sure what it means, Yered Luka. I guess a place, whatever. Shnas Tof Kuf Yud. That's Tof Kuf Yud is 1750. Okay, I received your letter in 1750. Asher Shalachta Al Yedei HaMeshulach Shaholach Mishalayim, you sent it with a messenger who went from Mishalayim. Risham Nichtav Betachlas Akitzer, and there it was written in great brevity. Risham Nemar, and there it says, You wrote. He's talking about Rav Gershon. Rav Gershon, I got your letter, and you wrote, Kikvar Kasafti Barichas Lakol Echad VeEchad, I wrote in great length to each and every one, Al Yedei Ish Echad, through one person, Shenasal Mitzrayim, went to Egypt. Omnam, however, Osan Aksavim Nichtavim Barichos, those letters that I wrote in great length, Lohigil Liyadi, never reached my hand. So those letters, you said you reached these letters. You sent letters. Okay, I got your letter that you said you sent all these letters. Right? So, but the truth of the matter is, I never got them. He's saying, Omnam Osan Aksavim Nichtavim Barichos, those long letters you talk about, Lohigil Liyadi, they didn't come to me. For Tsar Godel Hoyeli, I had a great pain for this. Asher lo ra'isi tmunas yod chakodesh, that I didn't see your letter of your handwriting. Asher kasafta b'pratius, that you wrote in great detail. Okay. Ubavare lo machmas, ze machmas kilkol hamedinas. This must be because of the damage in all the countries. Bavonas emarabim. That spread to all the countries. Kigam Karl Susana, even in our neighborhood, Higil Hadover Bikfod Kodesh, Bikila Kadosha, Malov, Hadever. Hadever, a pestilence came to the holy city of Malov, Ubeninos in other countries, Volichoi, whatever, Ubeninos Keder, these different regions. Vegam Shomnemar, and they also said, Ki osana chidushim vasoda shesher kosafti loch, those chidushim I wrote to you, al yedei ha-sofer, through the sofer, harav ha-mochiach, the ketila kedosha of Polnoi. They said, well, that also lo yigei liyotcha, my letters didn't get to you. In other words, it seems that everybody's letters aren't getting to people. They wrote big letters and they aren't getting to anybody. Vitzar godel hoyali gamkin, I had a lot of pain for this too. I didn't get your letter, you didn't get my letter.
And the irony is, he didn't get this letter either.
No, this letter he did get, Alzeh.
You said he got delayed and didn't make it.
I think maybe he got delayed. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's saying that he got was delayed. Shoyim Hashem lo nosa. I guess he didn't. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's not important. It's a detail. But Alzeh ki bevade nachas godel hoyelucha. You would have got a lot of nachas imigil liyotcha if it would have reached you. Amnam ayinayin leisata. But for now, shachachti kama dvar mehem. I forgot a lot of the details. Ach protimem. But some details. Masha nizochra. I remember echlo v'kitzur. I'm going to write to you very briefly. Now, dot, dot, dot means we go to the next page, and that's the guts of the letter. Okay, so now we go to page Aleph in the beginning of the book, under Kesser Shem Tov. All right, now here's the main part he writes to him now. Okay, one second. Okay, anyway, Berosh Hashana, you got that?
Mm-hmm.
Barosh Hashanah Shnas Tov Kuf Zion. That's Rosh Hashanah of 1747. Okay, that's what Tov Kuf Zion, 1747. Baal Shem was born either in 1698 or 1700. Okay, so it's a few years after his Hizgalus. But anyway, Assisi Hashbos Alias Aneshama Kiyadulach. I made an oath, as it were, for my soul to ascend. This is one of these mystical things where they're able to get their souls to ascend. So I did this Hashba Kiyadulach, as is well known. I guess you say Kabbalistic stuff, and you're able to make yourself have an Alias Neshama. That your neshama, mamish, leaves this world and goes into another world. So it's going to spooky domain. V'ra'isi dvarim nifloim b'mara, and I saw things wondrous to see, mashalo ra'isi adhena, that I haven't seen until today, miyomi modati aldati, when I came to my senses. V'sher ra'isi v'lamadati, and what I saw and what I learned, b'halos l'sham, when I went up there, Bulti Efshar Lesaper, it's impossible to give over. Uladaber, and to speak Afilu Pelpe, even mouth to mouth. You just can't give it over. Ach Bechazirosi Le Ganeden Tachton, but when I came back to the lower Ganeden, Varaisi Kamen Ishamas Hachaim Vamesim. In other words, he went to first a higher place, I guess, which is impossible to describe. But then I guess he came down a little bit lower to the lower Gan Eden. He says, I saw many souls of those that are still alive down on planet Earth, and also people who have passed on. Hayidum li, some people I knew of. V'sheim yidum, and I didn't know. B'li shir misra, an unbelievable amount. Baratz of Ashov, and they're going back and forth. Their souls are going back and forth. Lalos, me'omon, they're going up from one world to another. Derech ha'amud, through the post hayadua, which is one well-known liyorechenu no kabbalah, and I don't know it. Anyway, b'simcha rabba ugedola asher yila hapela saper, with great joy, which the mouth will be filled to tell over, v'kavod ozen hagash mishmo, and for great honor of the ear who hears this, physical ear to hear this. V'gam reshoim rabim chaz, I guess it was a great aura going on over there. V'gam reshoim rabim chazru b'tshuva, and many wicked people went and did tshuva by being there. V'nim cholam avasem, and their sins were forgiven. B'asher shahaya eis rotzon godol, it was a great auspicious moment. Shigam be'enai yifla ma'od, even for my eyes it was wondrous. Shekama v'kama discovered tshuva. Many people were accepted in tshuva. Shigama toya datos. I mean, even know them. I guess they're really wicked people. V'haya b'neim gam kein simcha rabba admo. And they also had a lot of joy. V'alu gam kein b'aliyas and iskel. They also were elevating up. V'kulam ke'echad bikshu mimeni. And all of them asked me. Hiftziru. They were begging me. Bi'ad bosh bummers. I was so embarrassed as they were saying. What? Lorum malus kava taroscha chanancha Hashem bebini yaseira lahasal das miyano ela. They're saying, because of the great honor of Torah that Hashem has bestowed upon you with great wisdom that you've achieved to know in these aspects, they said, these souls were saying to me, Imanu taleh, rise up with us, lios lanu le'ezo sod, and you should be for us and to help us. Umachmas ha-simcha gedol ha-shrishi b'neim, and because of the joy that I saw between them, amarti, I said, la'lo simoim, I'll go up with them. Now in the brackets, he says, for Ra'isi Bamara, I also saw in this vision, ki ha-samach aleph, that's the sitrach on the other side, the bad guy, he came to prosecute against this joy in the heavens. Upal pulaso gzereshmat al kama nefashas shehargu b'misus mishunas, and he was able to activate to make decrees, I guess, down below of shmad for many souls that should be killed in very strange ways. V'chazasti plotzos umsarti mamishos, and it was mamish. It's an expression like I was. Like I was breaking apart, and I was mamash moiser nefesh to stop it. Ubikashti mimori v'rebi shalish lechimi, and I asked my rebbe to come up with me, ki sakana gadol lech l'asolam asom, because it's a big danger to go up to these higher worlds. Ki miyome yosi alimadi lo elisi balus kolos kmo. From the time I was born, I never went so high spiritually. Anyway, he's discussing an awesome scene over there. Now. Valisi madrega acher madrega. I went level after level. Achenichnasti lahechel Mashiach. Until I came to the portal of Mashiach. Shisham lomed Mashiach Torah. There the Mashiach is learning Torah. Im kol ha-tanoim va-tzadikim. With all the tanoim of the Gemara. All the tzadikim. Vegamim shiva roim. With the seven shepherds. Avram through David. Vesham reisi simcha b'gadol admo. There I saw great joy. I wasn't know what the simcha was like all about. Yisi sovereign, I thought maybe shasimcha zu chas v'shal, maybe chasom the simcha was al petiras mosa. Maybe I died. Maybe that's why I'm so happy. I died and went up to heaven. V'odiali acher kach, but afterwards they told me next side of the page she'eni nifter adayin. I'm not yet dead. It was a great joy for them. When I do certain Kabbalistic incantations of unifications of Hashem's name, when I do it below, through their Torah. But the essence of Simcha, I don't know why it was so joyful. I really don't know. Anyway, I'm up there with the Mashiach. Now, here's the main part of the letter. V'sha'alti es pi Mashiach, and I asked the mouth of the Mashiach, Amos osaymar, when is the Master coming? When are you bringing Mashiach to the whole Jewish people? V'heishivli, and he answered, Bezos teida, with this you will know, Be'es shi'isparsem limudcha, when your teachings will be publicized, Baal Shem Tov, when your teachings will be publicized, V'isgale ba'olam, and will be revealed to the world, V'yafutsu mayonosecha, and your wellsprings will shoot forth, chutza outward, ma shelomadeti oscha, what I taught you, v'esak, what you comprehended, v'yuchlu gam heim olasos yichudim v'aliyos kamocha, and other people will also be able to do these Kabbalistic unifications of Hashem, v'az yichlu kol haklipos, all the shells will be destroyed.
Can you just hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay,
so now, so we're at the end. Va'oz yichlu kol haklipas, and then all the shells will be destroyed. Via Eis Ratz Yeshua will be an auspicious time, and that will be the salvation. This is the big line that all Hasidus is based on. When your when your teachings will be revealed, and your wellsprings will shoot forth, and others will be able to act like you, that's when Mashiach's coming. V'tamati al zeh, I wondered greatly. V'yeli tsar gadol b'arichas hazman kol kach. I was in great pain with the great long time it's going to take. Mosai zeh shel, when will that happen? Ach mimashin limadete b'yosi sham. But when I was there, the Mashiach taught me there. Shlosh advarim skulos. Three things that are skulos are like very helpful things. Ushlosh shemis hakadoshim, and three holy names. He doesn't describe them here. Vehem benaka lilma lafarsh. It's easy to teach them and to explain. When he taught me what the tools are, viniskar darti, my mind like cooled off. I felt a little better. Vechashavt, and I thought, efshur, it's possible, shal yedeze, through this, yuchlu gam anche gili, people of my stature, lavolam adrego b'china kamos, could reach my level. Dainu b'yosam yicholim lalias neshamas, are able to make this ascension of the souls, v'yalamdu, and they will learn, v'yasigu kamoni, and they'll understand like me. V'lo nostan reshus kol yamai chayelgas, but I was not given permission ever to reveal this. Ubikashti avurcha, and I asked for you, lamidoscha, to teach you. Lohorshisi klal, they didn't allow me at all. Umushbavominazeh, and I'm sworn that I cannot give them out. So even though they taught me these things, I thought, oh, now, this is why I get, they said, you're not allowed to teach whatever these things are. So that's why we don't know what they are. Achzos animo diacha, but this I can tell you. Vashem yebezracha, and Hashem should help you. Lenochach, Hashem darkachov al yalizu. When in the way of Hashem, you shouldn't get lost, whatever. Especially in Eretz Yisrael. This is the point. Be'ez tfiloscha. When you are davening. Ve'limudcha. And you're learning. Ve'chol dibur ve'dibur. And each word you say. Umotzei sfasecha. Whenever words come out. If techavein liyached shem. If you have in mind to unify Hashem's name. That's what you should have in mind. Ki b'chol os v'os, because with each and every letter of davening and learning, yesh olamos v'neshamos v'alokus, there are worlds, souls, and God. V'olim v'skashim v'shayim v'shayim v'shayim, and they ascend and they connect and they unify one with each other. Now you may not know what the particular unification is, but you should know that's what's going on. And you should have in mind that these things are going on. V'yachagach miskashim v'shayachtim ha'osios, and then the letters themselves tie themselves up. Vinasim teva. Now the letters become words. Umiyachidim yichud amita b'lokos. They now make a complete unity with Hashem. And also, v'tichlol nishmas chaimam. And your soul is also incorporated in them. B'chol b'china of every aspect. That's what we mentioned before. Umiyachidim kol ha'omos k'echvilom. And you unify all the worlds as one and they all ascend. Vinasim simcha v'tana godlan shir. It creates a tremendous joy. Beyond measure. As an analogy, just like you know the joy of a chasen and kala in a small physical way, certainly in a higher way. And certainly Hashem will help you. Whatever area you'll turn in, you'll be successful. You give to a wise man, he'll know a little bit better. All right, so the main point he's saying, two points. Point one is, that Mashiach is coming when the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov spread to the world. And number two, you should have in mind, whenever you're davening, to know, you should have in mind to be Miyached Hashem, to unify Hashem in all these things. In other words, Hashem is part and possible of that. You may not understand what the Yehudim are and what all the Kabbalistic things are, but you should have that all in mind. That's the main part of the letter. Now we go back to the page before. On page Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, ... and now it gets to the next part of the letter. Okay?
Yeah, I got it.
You see the ... V'chein tispal al avuri, and also daven for me, bekavona hazos, with this kavona, she'eska lihistapek benachlas Hashem b'chaim b'ad sharei hanimsa b'chutz loretz, and daven for my success, that I should be able to inherit the holy aspects of Hashem, as it were, you know, during my lifetime, and also for those who are with me in Chusar. Pray for our success. V'gam hispalalti sham, also when I was there, I davened, alma asa Hashem kocha, of why Hashem has done what he's done, umachari hagodol hazeh, and what was the great fury, al asher nimsar lahasam kama nefashos miYisrael ariga, where it was given over to the sam, that's the other side, many good Jewish souls for death, umayam kama nefashos shenishmedu, and many of them were forced to convert, v'achyach nargu, and afterwards many were killed. In other words, I davened, like, what's going on? Why did you kill all these, you know, remember, there's a lot of terrible murders to the Jews. So I davened, why is the Sam doing this? Why is the other side doing all these things? V'nosli reshus lishol espi asam ba'atzmo. They gave me permission to ask him. The force of evil, I was given permission up there to ask him. V'sha'alti espi asam, and I asked the mouth of that Samuel, ma ra al kocha. Why did you see on this? What did you see? Uma daitam, what was your mind? Shiomiru daitam. They should make them convert. Verachach ne'erugim, then kill them anyway. In other words, you want to kill them, one thing. Force conversions and then kill them. In other words, he created this through whatever, the goyim and this and that, but he perpetrated all these things. So what's the business? Hey, Shivlini answered, shekavona sol l'shem shemayim. My kavona sol l'shem shemayim. Don't worry about it. I'm working for Hashem, and it's all good. And so it was also, I guess, in our own city, nearby, Shebekila HaKadosha of Zoslov. There was, false rumors, accusations against certain souls. Ushnai Mehem Hemiru Dosam, and two of them, forced conversions, and then they were killed. But Vashar, but the rest, Kitchushem Shemayim Bektusha Gedola, they sang Hashem's name, they didn't even convert. Umesu Bemisos Meshunas, and they died unusual deaths. Vachar Zehoya Alilus Bektila Kosha of Sivtovka, the same thing happened, these terrible things happened in Sivtovka, Ubektila Kosha of Dunovitz. And none of them converted when they heard what happened, because they knew they're going to get killed anyway. When they heard what happened, the Ktilikosh of Zaslav, Rakula Masr Nashim al Kiddush Hashem, they all gave their lives up. Vikichu Shem Shemayim, they sang Hashem's name, Va'amdu, and they stood the test. Ubeschuse, and in that merit, Yava Mishichenu, in that merit, Mashiach will come. V'inkom Nikvasenu will take our revenge. V'kipar Ad Masama, the world, earth will be atoned with that. Okay, now, Rosh Hashanah Shnas Tavkuf Yud. Now, Rosh Hashanah, 3 years later, in 1750, Asisi Aliyah Neshama Kiyadua, I made an Aliyah Neshama again, as well known. Veraisi Kitri Gadol, I saw great prosecution against the Jews. Ad Shekimat Nitan Lasam Rishus L'Charev Klolus Medinus Ukehilus. Until the angel of evil was given carte blanche ability to wipe out complete cities, everything. Umasarti es nafshi, and I was mamash meiser nefesh, vispalalti, and I davened, niplo no biyad Hashem. These are the words of David HaMelech. Let's fall into the hands of Hashem, val niplo bidei adam. We shouldn't fall in the hands of men. Venosnali Rishus, and I gave you permission, Shia Tmurazu, Choleshus Gedolos Videver Ma'od. Okay, so instead of terrible pogroms, and this is already after 1648, it's after Chmelnitsky, there'll be terrible, so instead of the pogroms, there'll be great sickness, Videver Ma'od, and a great pestilence, Ashaloy Kamo, that never was happened before, Bechol Medinas Poland, and all the countries of Poland. Bashar Medina's Hakrovlon, or in other countries near us. In other words, in 1750, when I went up in Rosh Hashanah, I was able to change the decree of mass massacres to mass sickness. We should check up, we should Google 1750 if there was any like terrible plagues that went through Eastern Europe at that time. Be interesting to see. Anyway, Venasasi Venasati Mahabur Shali, and we did give and take with our Chabura, Lomar Ketores Bashkama. We daven the Ketores to try to stop it. Levat Ladim is called to nullify them. Vegilu Limin. So in other words, we wanted to stop even the physical sickness. But Vegilu Limin Hashemayim, but they revealed to me from heaven. Halo Ator Birar Telecha Be'atzmacha. You asked for yourself. Nipna No Biyad Hashem. We should fall in Hashem's hand and not another people's. So it's Kanishkalos mentioned before. Vlama Ator Reitz Levat. Why do you want to nullify this sickness? Halo Ein Kategar Nasa Sneg. A prosecutor can't be a defender. So therefore, I was going to say it, but from that time on, Lo'amarti Ketores, I didn't say the Ketores, was Balti, I didn't daven for that. Rak by Shana Rabba, only in a Shana Rabba, Halach Lubei Seknesis, in Kola Oilam with everybody, Aide Kama Hashbos, through many oaths, Machmas Pachet, Godel, through much fear, Vamarti Pamachas Ketores, I only said it one time, Sholni Spashe Dadera, that the pestilence should not spread more, Svizeno to our area. And so it was successful. So you see, you get an idea of how terrible life was. And that's what the rest of this letter was all about. And you see, a lot of times, these tzaddikim really know what's going on in this world, and sometimes there's nothing you could do. For Tzisi L'Harchiv Adivra, I'd like to write even more, L'tayl Barichas, and to stroll in great length, Ach Machmas Hadmos Asher Niskarti, but from the tears that I remember, Predoscha, Mimani, when you left me, I've been very emotional. Lo yecholti ladaver, I can't speak. Ach bikashi mincha, but I ask you, lachser al divrei musar shli, go over my words of musar shomarti lecha kampoy, I told you many times. V'yis tomid al reyanecha, it should always be on your mind. Ulahagas b'hem, and to learn from them. Uladak take b'hem, be careful them. Bavade tim so b'chol dibur divrei, you'll find every word I told you. Kamim in mesukas. You'll find much sweetness. Kilo davar reiku, it's not an empty thing. Masher martach, what I said to you. Because Hashem knows I haven't given hope from going to Eretz Yisrael. If that's the will of Hashem, we'll be together. But the time is not agreeable to that right now. In other words, you know, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't seem the time is right. Don't be upset that I'm not sending you money lately. I guess he was sending him money to support him. Don't be upset. Ki machmas begida sazman, because of the difficulties of the time, that it was with me, machmas dever varov, because of this pestilence and hunger, vakama tipali tafli, there's many young people, children, the tali be that depend on me, mimashtenu, from our family, the farness to support them, ulchalkulosam, chutz misharni, so besides the other Jewish people, vetito makes, the money ran out, velonishar bilti, all I got left is kviasenu, our bod, all we have left is our bodies. When Hashem makes things better, then I will send you so much more. Okay, we don't have to do the rest, but that's the main part of the letter. So tomorrow, I also sent you from the other sefer, also from Kesser Shem Tov.
You should pages here.
Yes, and that's what we're going to start.
Kesser Shem Tov, I got that.
Okay, that's what we're going to start.